This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday criticized Pakistan's shoot-to-kill order against protesters accused of causing unrest, calling for the policy in the Central Asian nation to be scrapped. Quote, that is something I absolutely reject. The shoot-to-kill order, to the extent it exists, is wrong and should be rescinded, U.S. President Joe Biden's top diplomat told ABC on Sunday. More than 160 people have died and nearly 6,000 have been arrested in Kazakhstan following violent riots this week in the energy-rich nation of 19 million people, media reported Sunday, citing the health ministry. The figures, while not independently verified, mark a significant increase from a previous toll by officials who said 26 so-called armed criminals had been killed and 16 security officers had died. In a hardline televised address Friday, Kazakhstan's president, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, said local and foreign so-called terrorists were wreaking havoc in the country and that, quote, I have given the order to law enforcement to shoot to kill without warning. Somali leaders announced on Sunday they had struck a deal to complete parliamentary elections by February 25th after repeated delays that have threatened the stability of the troubled country. The agreement was reached after several days of talks hosted by Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roblay with state leaders aimed at ending an impasse over the polls. Roblay and Somalia's President Mohamed Abdallah Mohamed have been at loggerheads over the long-delayed elections with fears their squabbling could erupt into violence. Find more on our website, voanews.com.